And good morning, Redskins fans, and welcome to another Victory Monday edition of Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. We are here live at Redskins Park. It's been a little while since we've had a Victory Monday, but it is indeed a Monday. And what do you know, Antoine Randall, the Redskins are victors once again, four in a row in overtime.
Yes.
They win the battle of the Beltways. The Mid-Atlantic rivalry, whatever you want to call it, either way, doesn't matter who they beat.
The battle of the traffic from here to there.
Exactly. There's nobody that beats any Beltway, trust me.
Exactly.
The most important thing, Redskins in the win column for a fourth consecutive game and appear to have caught a major break with Robert Griffin III's injury. We will talk about it all with you over the next hour. We welcome you aboard on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. We will take your comments, tweets, questions. We have a bunch already. We will get to as many as we can. At Redskins, hashtag, as you see on your screen, Redskins Talk. And Antoine, we open up with this. 31-28 overtime right. Win at home. Second win in 5.5 days on a not-so-great weather day. It was cold. It was chilly. The field was torn to shreds. Again, 2 games in 5.5 days plus the rain. Certainly not going to help. Lots of individual heroes. Some things to be concerned about, but overall, your thoughts as we kind of put this in perspective over the last 35 days or so.
I mean, the overall thought is that this has been a team that has caught fire, you know, after the bye. They went in and made some adjustments, and so that's what you kind of look for, you know, in a team that's, you know, was struggling in the beginning, have some wins they should have won, but now has really picked it up in the second half of the season, if you will. And you got to give some credit to the defense. The defense has been stepping up to the plate. Whether it's been the first half or shutting down the offenses of the opponent, for to give their offense to move the ball, a chance to move the ball downfield. And when you do that, again, it gives your offense a chance to rest on the sidelines, things like that. And then it's really been a thing we've been talking about. Where are special teams going to come into play with this? And now special teams have stepped up, and that's what they need. They need all three phases coming to work and getting some things done. They certainly had that in this Baltimore game.
Usually in every Redskins game, quite honestly, we start from the last thing we saw, essentially,
right,
and kind of work our way back through a long game. A lot happens over the course of 60-plus minutes, in this case, of NFL football. So we'll try and get to as many things as we can. But we'll start, before we get to Robert and his injury, and for those that missed it, the Redskins did, and they did a great job with this, okay? So let me just say this. They announced last night while we were still at FedEx Field at about 7:30 that Robert had his MRI, that the MRI was clear in terms of major damage, ACL, right, MCL, all that kind of thing. It is a knee sprain, which technically and medically is considered an injury to the ligaments.
Right.
We don't know how serious it is. We don't know how or if he will play for Cleveland. I would think that he would be very limited in practice Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have to see as the week develops. So before we go back through the overtime, just, I guess, a quick thought from you, and then we'll break down the play on how big of a scare and how big of a relief this is for Robert Griffin III and the Redskins.
It's a big scare, but it's a big sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. And when you get an injury like that and the way it happened, almost with his leg being basically being whipped like that, I mean, those things hurt, and obviously he's going to be sore for a while. But again, when it comes to icing and doing the different things they can do in the training staff to help him out with this, this is something that's going to be big for him. But again, he does have to get the rest. And one thing they have to make sure this week cannot be a letdown week, if you will. Now, Robert's coming off this injury. Everybody else needs to pick it up. And remember, Cleveland is still a good football team. They can come out and get some things done, so they cannot take them for granted.
Absolutely.
Just because of their record and how they've been playing. Now, Redskins have been on the move. They've been doing real well. They need to continue to do that and don't take Cleveland for granted at all.
I haven't thought a lot about Cleveland, but I know this. Trent Richardson is awaiting. Brandon Whedon is a young rookie quarterback as well. They've got a very good young receiver. And I believe, if memory serves me correct, I think they've won three in a row. We'll get to Cleveland as we go throughout, you know, maybe a quick word at the end of the show. But let's do this. Before we go to the highlights, I just want to get your thought. As a guy who, a big part of your game was the punt return,
right,
a big part of your success and the reason why you were so prolific in college and in the NFL is doing things on special teams. And Richard Crawford gets an opportunity yesterday, not only in overtime, but in regulation as well. He had a couple of big punt returns. The first one, 20 yards, and then he whips off the 64-yard punt return. Now, listen, you get great blocking. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
I know people are kind of, ha, 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 he ran out of gas, the punter got. Bottom line is, That guy took the opportunity and ran with it.
Exactly. Where has that been all year? We haven't seen it. So for him to step up and do it, you know, throughout the game, you know, 12 yards here, 10 yards there, and then the big one at the end, it says a whole lot about where this young kid can go. And again, we talked about how important special teams is and how it needs to contribute to the offense or contribute to the defense and the overall team. So with him having that right there, the team needs it. And what I think the biggest thing now, the focus is going to be, you know, where can the team go after this?
Right.
Can they continue to excel in the special teams category in terms of making big-time returns?
Well, the interesting question is now that – and Niles Paul had the fumble on the kickoff return that almost essentially ended this game. The Redskins caught a little break there. It was the right call, overturned.
Right.
It wasn't challenged. It was reviewed because it was a turnover. So they didn't have to waste one of their timeouts or put one of their timeouts in peril. It turned out to be the right call, I think, at the beginning of that final drive. But Niles Paul did have that fumble. Richard with a couple of big punt returns, including the one at overtime. You have to almost think Brandon Banks is going to be hard-pressed to see the field anytime soon.
I mean, they had him inactive. I mean, you certainly look at the things they tried to do on offense and get him involved in terms of some of the options they've been running and even some of the reverses. But when Brandon comes in the game, it's like, okay, they know what's coming. The Redskins are trying to give him the ball because he's not out there every play. So his other part of him in terms of what he's able to bring to the table has to be on special teams, the big-time returns. And we just haven't seen that. And that was one thing Coach Shanahan talked about early on in the season, that he needed to see what else Brandon can bring to the table. And he hasn't really brought anything on offense to that effect that has really helped out, and certainly haven't done anything on special teams. So he was inactive for this game. Right. You got to figure it's going to be the same way if this young kid in terms of Crawford continue to keep doing what he did in this past game.
I mean, it's going to be hard-pressed to right now. Just real quickly, and then we'll go through the highlights. The biggest thing that you saw from Crawford – as opposed to Banks, just moving more north and more north, not
getting
south, moving more north,
and
really not wasting a lot of time looking for a hole or going east to west.
Right, he's going one or two steps, and then he's getting up the field.
Right.
He's making one guy miss and getting up the field. And typically, on the punt return standpoint, when you make one guy miss, you should have a chance to go the distance. Now, we know he ran out of gas a little bit. And that happens, but at the same time, he did set him up to win the ball game, and that's what you look for. You know, and a guy that can return the ball and give you some big-time plays, that's got to be expected from here on out. So he's got a little weight on his shoulders as well. You do it once, now that is what is expected of him, and certainly I think he can do it.
On the Redskins sideline, DJ Johnson had part of the block. He credited Crawford when I talked to him after the game, Jerome Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenzo was out there, of course, doing what Lorenzo does.
And
you know, it's not a one-man show on a punt or kick return. So let's preface that by saying not all of Brandon Banks' problems were Brandon Banks directly related.
Right.
Some of it is protection or guys not getting their blocks. And maybe sometimes things just, you know, you continue to work at it, you get better, and maybe Danny Smith drew something up schematically to help
North,
them out.
Like you said, you got to get north. That's
absolutely
one of the biggest things. And, you know, Crawford certainly did that, and he needs to continue to do that.
All right, let's get to the highlights of yesterday's 31-28 win at FedEx Field. And we'll take Antoine through it, and he'll tell you what he saw. Here you go,
Alfred.
Well,
right at the
Morris.
Beginning, Alfred, just creasing him and gashing him for the most part throughout the game. I mean, he obviously had a fumble. This is two games in a row, something he's got to look at and get corrected. But he's been, just gashing and doing a good job in terms of running the football. And we see this here. Again, breaking the tackles. We always say he doesn't get tackled by the first guy, and that's what we need to continue to see out of him. He made some big-time plays, some big-time runs in this game. And, again, the improvisation by RG3 getting out of the pocket and finding Josh Morgan here, again, that's something that you just cannot account for if you're a defense. Real hard. Now, we talk about the defense keeping Ray Rice at bay. This was one of the biggest plays that they had in the running game from Baltimore throughout the game. After this, he was right at 3 yards per carry after that big run right there. For the most part, he didn't make any big-time plays after that. And again, D'Angelo thinking he has some help over the top from Madu Williams, the stopping or hitch and go. Flacco was able to put it over the top and get a touchdown right there. But this play has been open, all season. And Leonard make a big-time catch right there, holding on to the ball, not getting any fumbles as Air Reed came in and collision him right there. And again, we go right back to the play action. We got the play action because the run game is being good. And this is what we talk about, the feistiness, the fight of the wide receivers. I don't know if it's because Pierre Garçon is back in the lineup, but you see Josh Morgan really turning it on. And throughout the game, Pierre Garçon will make some big-time plays. And you see right here Alfred Morrison getting in the end zone. Of course, he's got to hit the home run and watch it go out the park, as he's been doing throughout the season. So that set the stage right there in that first quarter the way they came out and played in terms of getting those 14 points early. And again, right here, some big time plays on defense. D'Angelo, we know he's always going to come up and make those big time tackles. He also needs the help in the secondary and things like that. But again, it comes right back to it. The catches that Bolden made on the sideline, and also Torrey Smith. Yep. These are plays that you got to get these guys on the ground, especially Torrey Smith, because he's a speedster that can get up the field and make some big-time plays. But the defense had him at bay later in the game. This is a big play right here. Obviously, right here they come up there, they kind of shut him down a little bit, but then they go right back to that hitch and go. Flacco did a really good job with looking off Madu Williams and coming right back to Anquan Bolden again. Again, that's that deep route or that hitch and go that he got freed up on right there. Now, again, ball going again. We talk about him not getting tackled by the first guy. He breaks the first tackle, but then gets fumbled and get collision. And this set it up Baltimore to take the lead 21-14, as we see they did. And this is some, you know, we know Alfred always come back a different running back after these plays, but he's got to be able to hold on to that football. Again, big-time play right here. Flacco bound a little time, finding a tight end in the end zone. Again, just like we said, scoring off those opportunities, those turnovers. And this is something right now I think you got to look at what the defense has done. You know, really only shutting them down in the first half to 14 points. And we know 28 throughout the game. And again, a big-time play. Yep. Defense getting pressure on Flacco. And you will see later on in the game also the pressure that Rob Jackson was able to get into some other defensive players. We always talk about Forbath coming through, getting us 3 points. You need that kicker to do that.
Turnovers to points.
Right. We don't like to put everything on the kicker. But when he needs to step up and come through, we need that. Needed to be in big time. Big time play right here, getting a stop, obviously. And I think this is one of the plays that, you know, that go and people see, well, what was the big thing right there? Getting that stop, and then defense getting to the ball. Jarvis, you see the big time plays. Jarvis Jenkins in there making some big time plays. And here's a play that we talked about. Getting pressure. Again, Kerrigan getting pressure on it, and London Fletcher coming up with that interception. These are plays that you have to have on defense. We talked about it throughout the season. Getting pressure on the quarterback as much as possible, and they certainly did it enough yesterday in this game. Again, being able to scramble, getting out of the pocket. Again, this guy's he uses his body in every position. He's trying to get out and get the big-time plays. Almost got that first down, but got enough, obviously, to set up a Kai Forbath for this big-time field goal. And it's continued to chop away at the lead that they had. And, of course, cutting it to one right here. And a big play right here. Obviously, we've got to give credit to Baltimore because Anquan Bolden came out and had a pretty good game. We can't, you know, give a whole lot of credit to what the defense did, but we know Anquan Bolden did his thing. But this is a big-time play also right here as we talk about the defense stepping up and not being able to do it right then. But, again, Baltimore scoring in the second half, and this was their only score in the second half, giving them the 28 points. And then we talk about some plays on special teams. You still got to take care of the football. Now, we lucked up right here, and the ball comes out. And, of course, we realized that we got it back after they reviewed it because these are – turnovers, and every turnover has to be reviewed, and that was big because that could have been the game. It could have really closed the game out here, right here. And again, Baltimore, we got to give them some credit. They got to RG3 a couple of times.
Right at the 2-minute warning there.
Exactly. Those are things that you got to kind of watch out for. And we know he already had the injuries on that leg a little bit, you know, suffering a little bit, but he's still making some plays. And here's the big time hit right here everybody cringes on a play like that.
And that's the first play out of the 2-minute warning.
Right, and as we're sitting here watching, we're cringing because we know the pain that comes with that, and we know how important Robert is to the offense and to the team. You know, and we went out for a play and came back and stood on it and made some big-time throws after that, and even this throw right here, as you can see, as he throws it and completes the ball to Pierre Garçon, yep. He's turning around and limping a little bit on that leg. But he stayed in there and made some big-time plays. I'm glad we didn't get the intentional grounding right here. He just picked it up and threw it out of there. They really should have called it.
Well, they did call the intentional grounding on that one, and that was his final play of the game because it was a bad snap because Robert struggled to get up to the line.
Exactly. They wanted to just get it off. And, again, we talk about this young man coming in and making some big-time plays, and he certainly did with the throw right there. And, again, him buying a little bit of time right here and finding Pierre Garçon in the end zone. And, again, we got two guys that can play to get the quarterback position.
Great pump fake and roll to the right there.
Exactly. The great pump fake. And then you talk about right here, if we're not just going to do it with RG3, we're also going to do it with our backup quarterback and come in and get it done in terms of getting in the end zone, getting that 2-point conversion. And this set the stage for what was next. Obviously, Baltimore coming out, getting shut out in terms of getting the ball down the field, but then the big-time punt return. We know the crowd is going crazy because that's what they do when you get in a situation like this. And here it is, the big-time play, as we talked about earlier, from Crawford, we talked about planting your foot and getting up the field. Again, one move left, and then he's right. He's going north and south right now, and that's what you have to have. You got to get some credit to the other guys on the special teams play. for getting the blocks they did. Now, you got to make that. You got to make the punter miss. Run out of gas a little bit, but you got to make that punter miss. Every once in a while it happens. And, of course, the game winner that seals the deal after the Redskins run a couple plays and get them set up. Right. And Kyle Forbath's putting that through. This is a team that is ready to continue to move forward. Again, we talk about it coming through that bye, the way they've played after the bye, have made some big-time plays with these four consecutive wins in a row. And in a tight schedule, you know, you figure the thing about the Thanksgiving game that came right after Sunday night game. So this is a time where this team needs to continue to move forward. And certainly Cleveland coming up next, they mm-hmm. cannot overlook them. They got to move forward and get them and tackle and go get another win.
Good job on that highlight package. You need a little break?
It's long.
But there were a lot of highlights. Trust me, there were a lot of things that happened that you kind of forget about. We'll give Antoine a break to regroup himself. We'll come back. Your tweets, comments, and questions on the way at Redskins, hashtag Redskins. Talk. We're with you on a Monday morning of Victory Monday. The Redskins are 7-6 and in the playoff hunt. It's Monday morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Bob.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw. Yes!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
Everything you love about Geico. Now mobile. Download the Geico app today.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. It's presented by Verizon. We're here live at Redskins Park on Indeed. A Victory Monday. The Redskins alive and well at 7-6, winners of 4 straight, 31-28 in overtime over the Baltimore Ravens, along with Antoine Randall. I'm Chris Russell. It's great to have you with us. Of course, you can watch the show anytime on demand, 24/7 at Redskins.com as well with us live, CSNWashington.com, and of course, Redskins.com along the way. And we thank you for watching and being part of Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. And actually back on a Monday after a couple of odd days to do the show because of the Redskins schedule. Exactly. But the Redskins, most importantly, get the win. And Antoine, we went through the highlight package. We're going to go inside the locker room and hear from several of the combatants and head coach Mike Shanahan and whatnot. But let's do this. We spent time, of course, on the overtime. It was interesting in overtime after the Crawford punt. You know, Mike calls a timeout. After Kai Forbath runs on the field, Mike calls a timeout, and he's like, you know, let me think. And he runs another play, and Kai comes back to the sideline, mm-hmm. and they run another play, a short Alfred Morris run, and then they didn't apparently want Kai Forbath to come out and kick, you know, basically after a timeout. He kind of wanted it to have some flow and some rhythm. And Kai Forbath is a guy who has struggled. Look, kickoffs were not his forte at UCLA, but he has been dead perfect.
Yeah.
14 of 14. We saw the 48-yarder. We saw the 49-yarder. And then the game winner in overtime, 34-yarder. And what was most interesting to me, he was talking, you know, of course the field was a mess. He's talking about, hey, we had to start patting down where his plant foot is.
Right.
So important, especially on that field surface with all the rain we had yesterday, and yet the guy was perfect.
He was perfect, and that's one thing you can – if you can get a kicker that can come out and consistently put it through the uprights, and obviously you got to give him credit for the 9 points, the field goals anyway. He came out and did an extremely well job. But here's the biggest thing. We need him to continue to do it, and like you said, it came in and padded down the field. That's what kickers do. They want to make sure that plant leg does not slip as they come through and kick. But if you got a kicker that can continue to do it and do it consistently, you don't want to put everything on him. But if he can come out and get those kicks, again, it helps out the team, and of course, he's been doing that so far.
All right, let's go to the final drive of the game. We saw, again, a lot of the key plays and the highlights. First on Robert's injury, and again, we just want to caution everybody that the MRI was clear in terms of significant and major structural damage. He does have a knee sprain, which is some sort of damage. We're not sure exactly what that damage is, and we're not going to be doctors, and we're not going to try and play doctors on the TV or on the web or any sort of forum that we have. His status moving forward is unknown. Just be patient. Mike Shanahan will address that more today here at Redskins Park.
Just know that.
At 3 o'clock. Exactly.
He's sore. Right,
he's in pain.
But
I tell
you, swelling.
The encouraging thing was, even before we knew about the MRI, Mike was pretty positive in his post-game press conference. Robert was joking, talking about screaming like a man.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He was loose. He was
like a man.
Like a man.
That was pretty good.
You know, he was loose at his locker when we were kind of chit-chatting with him. There wasn't that ominous tone. So you kind of felt good about where they were going. You also felt good because of what Kirk Cousins was able to do.
Right.
Comes in for the one play, third and six, draws a defensive pass interference to Pierre Garçon. Then comes in, makes a couple of big throws, one to Leonard Hankerson to get them back down after the intentional grounding that was Robert's final play. Gets the team back to the 11-yard line on a seed to Leonard Hankerson and then finds Garçon for the touchdown, again, on the roll right pump fake. So there's a lot going on in that final drive. The injury to Robert, let's start there. He was under siege all day. Paul Kruger, Elodie Nata, collapse in the pocket. Robert could have done, I think, a better job, just me, in getting out of bounds and avoiding the cutback into the middle of the field where there was more traffic. He made a guy miss at, I believe, around the 32-yard line, and he tried to cut back in instead of going out of bounds where he had a clear lane. Is that a major mistake, or is that just a kid trying to make a play in a big spot?
That's a player trying to make a play in a big spot. Again, the first play after the two-minute warning, he's trying to give his offense the best chance to get up and down the field. Obviously, getting out of bounds certainly could have stopped the clock. But he cutting it back, you know, if he cut it back, sometimes he might be able to split those defenders and really take it the distance. He has that type of speed.
Right.
So you got to kind of weigh the options. He gets out of bounds. Hey, he doesn't have the injury. But what if he split him and got up the field? We wouldn't be sitting here talking about it, obviously. But he has the injury, again, the sore knee, and he's going to get over that. I mean, the laughing and the joking after the game in a locker room and even with the post-conference meeting is because, hey, they know if he's walking on it the way he is, there's no ligament damage, no ACL, MCL, even PCL. So it's just a matter of him just continually taking care of it this week. But when it comes to that situation, you want to take that chance, if you will. You want to try to get up the field and get some plays. Now, he could have slid.
Right.
But again,
he try and twist his body down. Why?
Right.
Because he sees Nata coming out of the corner of his eye, and he knows that earlier in that drive, the game-winning drive, Bernard Pollard near the sideline on a read zone quarterback taxi down to the Ravens sideline. Bernard Pollard goes over the top and helmets him. He knows Nata had a hit to a personal foul earlier in the game for a high hit. So he's trying to protect himself up here, and yet by trying to protect himself up here, after he cut back against the grain and towards the middle of the field, he still gets hurt.
But that's the thing. You got to be able to cut back against the grain. If you can slide, go ahead and slide. Because if you slide and then they take a shot at your head or whatever, hit you late, you're going to get that penalty. If you're going down and slide as a quarterback, you're saying you're giving yourself up. So you got to expect the referee is going to step up and make that call on your behalf. Hopefully, you know, it's not something serious that you take to the head and you have a concussion or anything, but you want to be able to slide, you know, and then, again, give yourself up, and maybe the referees might give you that flag that you need, and that's another way to get you 15 yards down the field.
Right, and then Robert came out for the one play again, the defensive pass interference to Garcon from Cousins, 3rd and 6, key there because the Redskins had earlier converted a 3rd and 6 to Leonard Hankerson from Robert, which right. was a great throw, great route, great design by Kyle Shanahan to keep that drive going. So now you have first down. Now, Robert comes back in after one play, throws a 15-yarder. Really, Santana was a short dump. Santana makes a play, gets out of bounds, picks up 15. Robert has an incomplete. Then he throws a 22-yard dart to Pierre Garcon because the Ravens are playing the deep safeties. They're giving that underneath route. Then Robert comes out after the intentional game. He can't get up to the man. He can't get any torque off that leg. Cousins comes in. Not only does he complete the touchdown pass after the one pass to Hankerson, but the two-point conversion. And what was interesting to me, I don't know what you picked up on, they ran the same exact formation before the timeout and after the timeout. They had three wide receivers initially. Logan Paulson has an H-back motion him to the left slot. And I don't know if they were going to pass it before the Ravens called timeout, if that was the original design. But afterwards, they sold pass and ran quarterback draw.
Right, sold pass, and that's one thing you got to look at. When the offense comes out and they set up like that, and when the defense calls a timeout, okay, now the offense has already seen what the defense may run. Now, when they come back to the next set, you put Paulson in motion, now they can see, do I check out of this, or do we go to the pass, or do we stay with the run? Well, when you get that motion and you see you have the look for that quarterback draw, you go ahead and stay with it. So I believe that Kirk Cousins had a run-pass option in that situation, and obviously staying with the run benefited until you go ahead and get the two-point conversion.
Well, either way, got the two-point conversion, and why don't we go inside the locker room and hear what Kirk Cousins had to say about that play and the game-tying touchdown and the win.
Kurt, this has to feel good for you, and I know the most important thing is for you that the Redskins have now won 4 straight.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just trying to get the win and then get to the playoffs, and we still got 3 big ones left, but hopefully Robert can get healthy here, and if not, I got to be ready to go, as always, and it definitely is exciting this time of year when you have a chance to make it to the playoffs.
You never know when you're going to get the opportunity, do you?
You never know, Sonny, and you got to be ready, and it's tough to be ready, especially after sitting in the cold for 3 quarters, but that's our job as backups, and we got to be ready when called upon. Your window of opportunity in the NFL is so small, you got to make the most of it, and hopefully I was able to do that today, but we'll see what's coming forward.
Quarterback draw call for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, it was a run-pass option. If they gave me the look to run it, I'd run it. If they gave me the look to throw it, I'd throw it, and they gave me a look to run it, but credit the offensive line, the running back, for getting up and getting me the hole, because I'm not that fast, so the hole had to be there for me to score.
Tell us about the touchdown that you got in the closing seconds there. That was the big play.
It was. It was a bit of a broken play off schedule, and Pierre did a great job uncovering on his route, giving me a chance to get a completion, and we made it work.
You got some big stones, man, coming off the bench like that. Very well done.
Well, you know, it was one play at a time, and I never try to do too much like I did in the Falcons game. I tried to do too much, and so I tried to stay within myself and just let the 10 guys around me make plays, and that's what they did.
He's a happy man, Kirk Cousins, winning quarterback for the Redskins.
How about Larry Michael there?
Larry Michael,
but more importantly, what Kirk said, the run-pass option, they gave him the run look.
Or, and he took it.
I mean, he basically reads it. Boom, sees.
And that's what he came out and did a good job.
Right.
That's what you figure. You figure that's what it was in terms of the motion coming back across and him having that option. And he chose the right option. And then, again, he gave credit to the guys, give him some block. He did take a hit right as he got in the end zone. I was like, is he going to
he got popped at the goal line. How about Corey Lichtensteiger? He got out into the second level and basically made sure that, while he took a hit coming down the line, that first guy didn't converge on Cousins, which would have ended that game at that point.
And that's what you talk about. You talk about your offensive line, your running backs, even your wide receivers playing a big part. And certainly they did on that play. Everybody contributed on that one play.
All right, still to come, we have plenty more inside the locker room. We'll hear from Richard Crawford. We talked a lot about his punt return. Again, not only the one in overtime that was key, also had a 20-yarder and I believe another 14 or 15-yarder.
He was brewing throughout the game. He was just continuing.
Absolutely. It gave him momentum and confidence. I want to ask you about that. Kai Forbath as well. We talked about him. We will hear from both of those guys and head coach Mike Shanahan all next Monday Morning Redskins Roundup.
Ticket Oak?
I'm not a bear, Ben.
Well, I got this Ticket Oak on the stupid internet, and there's no tickets for Sunday's game.
Ben, that's a turnip.
Oh.
Besides, you already have tickets coming out of your ear hole.
You.
Ben Benjamin.
Not everyone has a ticket oak.
Go to bed, champ.
But everyone can use StubHub. StubHub, where do you want to sit?
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
Bob?
Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor Yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.